Last summer, Paula Lutz from Montana State University was hired to replace longtime University of Wyoming Arts and Sciences Dean Oliver Walter. She joins us today on Open Spaces to share her vision for the college.
We can reach to greater heights in our research and creative activity here. There are ways of doing that that require a little bit of investment, certainly investment in faculty time and perhaps some of our resources. So a big part of my time has been looking at the budget and how we might invest in, for example, research a little bit more. We already do some fabulous things on campus in terms of teaching. I'd like to see that expanded because our college does so much of the foundation teaching here. And then, of course, there's always outreach. I don't think I mentioned our emphasis on global and international work for students and for faculty. That was had a real place in Ollie Walter's heart, my predecessor, and I certainly don't want to let that slip backwards.
I think the outreach maybe has interested some folks, but just by you mentioning that, is it a situation where you can do more degrees, more things online?
That's one of the things we're considering. I see that we have some good programs already existing, and the opportunities, when I talked to Dean Susan Fry of the Outreach School, there are a lot of opportunities. Again, it's a matter of investing and what do the people want and need and how can we better deliver that. But for example, things that we do for teachers, we're getting ready to do another class of the Masters in English, Master of Arts in English for teachers. And I've heard whispers of some other programs like that that people would like to do, and those are just a couple of examples.
Arts and Sciences Dean Paula Lutz visiting with us. A couple things I noticed you mentioned in your list of goals and priorities. One, obviously, in growing enrollment, everybody talks about that, but also maybe a target on diversity. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I come from a background in biology, so the STEM disciplines are close to me, close to my heart, and increasing the number of women and underrepresented minorities in the STEM disciplines has been something that I've worked on for a good part of my career. I hope to take up that banner here. I think we already do many things, but there's more that we might do. In terms of diversity, this is, I come here and I find that we have several significant minority groups, our Latina population, our Native American population, certainly African American as well. And I guess the number of predominant minorities is different here in Wyoming than it has been at other universities where I've served. So it's a learning experience for me, and I think there's quite a bit that we can do in terms of urging more students from those underrepresented minorities to enter, and not just the STEM disciplines, but to come and see Wyoming as a place where diversity is valued. I think one of the ways you do that is by having a diverse faculty, so that builds on that we would want to go out and make sure that we have, that we show that we value diversity. It's one thing to say it, but if you're actually living it and people can see you value it and you're making those hires, I think that's a critical piece in recruitment of diverse students.
Maybe one last thing you touched on also when we've chatted previously about reaching out to alumni and those types of things. What are you hoping to gain from all that?
I want to hear what they have to say, how we can better serve them, what they would like us to do. It's one thing for us to sit here and say, oh, these are programs they would like. But to go out and listen and to understand the communities want more cultural opportunities. We recently took Carmina Burana on the road after it was introduced and premiered here in Laramie. And I received a note from some alums in Thermopolis who were just delighted and said it was just terrific and indeed suggested we should do more of that. I mentioned the Saturday University. I believe we can do more of that.
University of Wyoming Arts and Sciences Dean Paul, lots of pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you, Bob.